We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Immigration attorney Jamie Fiegel is with us live this morning from Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce. We are a week away from a possible strike by border guards in Canada and 10 days away from Canada opening its border to fully vaccinated Americans. Jamie, the timing of this seems a bit suspicious.
It is and it isn't. So they've been without a contract for quite some time, and it has been rolling forward. But I think that they are utilizing the border opening as a way to really force everybody to the table to get these issues finally resolved.
What are the issues that they're talking about, and how does that come to the forefront right now at a time when you would think of the workload as being pretty light, working at that area of the border?
Yeah, you would think of that right now, and it's true in terms of traffic, where the people are being processed. Commercial has continued really steadily throughout, and they've made that a priority. So there's different sections of CBSA that work on different parts, whether it's goods or people. So commercial would be the truck drivers and the goods. Traffic would be processing of the people. Not demands, but their wants and needs. Those are outlined for public use on their website, on the union's website. So there are several factors that they're looking for protection from and changes to, things like that. But they're looking and they're hopeful, and the management's hopeful, that they will get something processed before the August 9th opening.
Well, certainly Americans are hoping for that too. But if there is a strike on the 6th, and if it's still in place on the 9th, when the border does open to Americans, what's the likely impact?
Well, because of the nature of their job, they can't just full-on strike. So there will be a small sector of people that will be able to do what we consider to be a traditional strike. But most people, most of the CBSA, will need to continue carrying on those duties. So they will still need to process travelers through the booth. They will still need to move that traffic along. All of that will have to happen. But this is not the first time that something like this has happened. They know that there's strategic things they can and cannot do, and they take those items that they can do and make it more difficult for traffic to flow easier. So it results on longer wait times, slowdowns, things of that nature.
Could they work to rule? In other words, slow things down?
Yes, they could slow things down. It has happened before, and they know what to do to make it just a little bit more time-consuming to be able to go through. It maintains its safety, but it would slow down traffic.
A lot of questions still about the return of Americans to Canada. They'll be allowed to in just over a week. Are we getting any clarity on testing and how that is going to be handled? Because that seems to be everyone's question. Where do I get a test? What kind of test does it have to be? Can I grab one of the tests that you see, for $20 at a supermarket or grocery store? Is it a lab somewhere? And then am I going to be tested again when I enter? Do we have a little clarification on that or no?
Yes. So the kinds of tests you can get are listed on the Canadian website. I know I've spoken with a couple local areas, and Brighton Eggert Pharmacy, they know and have the ability to do the rapid tests in the capability of what Canada wants you to have. So I know for sure they have the proper tests because I've sent people there and had the results. There are other chain pharmacies that have the ability to be able to get some rapid tests. I don't know their policies right now. That's the only pharmacy I know of that has the particular test that you need to have. And that test is necessary for you to get to step one. So there has been a lot of confusion on this, and I'm glad you asked that, Brian, because that's the step one. The step two is at the border. That test, what is that going to look like? They've set up a secondary testing site at the Fort Erie racetrack, and there hasn't been any public information brought about, but we've seen it because I live close to there. And I know that that's what it is. I don't know if that means it's going to be less random when you go over and more standard in order to process more tests, but that has been established. And then the third question that I've been getting is, when I'm going back to the U.S., I'm hearing that the U.S. side of the border is closed. What's going to happen to me? Am I going to be stuck in Canada? And the answer is no. If you're a U.S. citizen and you've entered Canada as a visitor, you have a right to re-enter your country as a U.S. citizen back to the United States. The people who are restricted from Canada into the United States are Canadian citizens who would be entering as a visitor, just as a U.S. citizen would be entering Canada as a visitor.
Important to note, on that testing, you know, everyone knows you need the test to go in, and then there is that question of, will you be tested yet again, plus your vaccination at the border? And, you know, how would that work? There's talk, maybe it's going to be random, maybe it's going to be mandated. Would it have a difference? I was having this discussion last night. We were talking about in, you know, the near future going to Canada, but it would only be for, you know, a night, like 5 hours or so, that we'd be there and then coming back after an event. And we're thinking, well, you're getting tested there. Are they going to call me back home, you know, 2 days from now with my test result, or even, you know, 10 hours from now with my test result? Could that play a factor, your length of stay, if you're tested again at the border or not?
That has been addressed. So and it's as silly as it sounds. So if you were tested at the border, if you're chosen to be tested, it will connect all with your information in that Arrive Can app. And you are allowed to enter and leave in your scenario of 5 hours. When you come back, yes, you will get a response that says that your test came back negative or positive. And then they'll say, if you are in Canada, what is your quarantine plan? And you would say, well, I'm already back in the United States by that point. I know that it was only one or two of the 63,000 tests that were administered while this has been the process for Canadian citizens since July 5th. Have come back positive. So the positive rate is very low. They didn't have a lot of contingency information to say, oh, this is what we did when the test came back positive. But you will get that test result back even if you've left Canada by the time it comes back.
All right. There's another thing too, Jamie. There's a lot of boaters in Western New York who normally would visit Canada or, you know, different ports in Canada, and are assuming that August 9th, when the border opens, that they will be able to visit Canada again. What are you hearing about that?
Yes, Susan, I've heard that too. And from the information I'm getting, this does not apply to boaters. So it won't matter if you are fully vaccinated and you're a boater. It won't matter if you have the Arrive Can app or a pretest. The opening for visitor status for August 9th has not been extended to the Marine operations, to the border or the water yet. So you will still not be able to bring your boat, say, from the Buffalo Yacht Club to the Canoe Club. You cannot cross over those international waters yet.
So this is only for the bridges right now, for cars and trucks traveling over. It's not for boats.
That's correct. For cars and trucks, cars traveling over and air travel.
No sea. Just do they sink you if you get too close to the line?
No. Dirty look if they board your boat.
Well, right. If you're in Canadian waters as a boater, they will track you down and get you out of those Canadian waters. I know that.
They can do that, and they can impound your boat. They can give you a fine. There are some severe, but I've known that they do usually provide a warning, and it's people who are continuous offenders that then get the severe results. So if you somehow wander across the line, You shouldn't get too much of a more than a reprimand. But if you keep flirting with that, then they can take action against you.
And there's no date that you're looking at. There's nothing that suggests that it's coming anytime soon for boaters.
I haven't seen anything new for boaters in the works at all. I think it would probably, if anything, it would be next summer because we're coming to the end of that season coming up anyways.
All right. Hey, Jamie, always appreciate the info. Good to get your insight. That's Jamie Fiegel, Fiegel Car and Choice Immigration Law, talking about the questions that remain, the border opening. When is it happening? What is it going to look like? And more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.